It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll talk to one of the authors of a new major report on poverty here in Wisconsin. But first, a summit tomorrow in Madison tackles issues of diversity and leadership in the workplace. It's hosted by the Madison Region Economic Partnership and the Urban League of Greater Madison.
Demographers have been telling us for years that the rapidly changing profiles of our communities will bring new customers and demands for new products and services. But what does this mean for businesses?
Our next guest helps companies meet the demands of an increasingly diverse and global marketplace. She's a keynote speaker at tomorrow's conference. She says that business success can hinge on diversity and inclusion in a company's leadership.
Maria Campbell was corporate director of diversity for SC Johnson for more than 20 years. She's the owner of Maria L. Campbell and Associates and trains leaders and companies in diversity and inclusion. Maria, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Well, tomorrow's summit is the first time that the Madison Region Economic Partnership and the Urban League of Greater Madison have joined forces to host an economic summit. What is significant about that, an economic organization teaming up with a community group?
Well, I think it makes sense, given the changes in our workforce and given the dynamics in terms of spending power, that we really focus on the strength and the energy behind the emerging markets, particularly within the U.S. So it makes perfect sense, and I'm really excited to be a part of that conference.
Well, your talk tomorrow is called Leadership Through a New Lens. What new lens are you hoping that we begin to see through?
Well, I think we need to take off the glasses that we have and see the market for what it has emerged to be. And clearly, there are really four things that are impacting this new lens that we now see. The common color amongst diverse consumers has always been green. It continues to be. It would not change in color. We also know that the demographic shifts are here and will continue to be even stronger. We also understand from some key leaders that innovation equates to diversity in terms of different thinking power and different thinking styles. And we also understand that the global economy is here and our ability to understand different cultures is not just about going global or living in different international countries, but that multinational skill representation is right here in the U.S. So when you look at those four dynamics, it encourages all to really take off the glasses we have and look through our market and look to our market differently.
Now, you're talking about diversity being key in business in the future. Mm-hmm. How do you see that playing out?
Well, I see several ways. Number one, I think that business leaders are going to be very clear on what their market opportunities are and who they now serve. And because they are more clear on what that looks like, they will have to change not only how they lead, but the markets they continue to penetrate. And the employees that they have internally will help them keep in touch with that consumer and also reach them to different network opportunities. And I think that particular market would also bridge them to new product ideas, a new innovative way of servicing the client. We understand that we are on a 24/7 but we also have wearable technology. So our ability to get information quickly will really be off the chain in terms of what we're seeing moving into the future.
Can you give us an example of what you just talked about in action?
Well, I think when you talk about how you now do market research, it's important that you ensure that your focus groups are inclusive. You want to make sure that they have representation from different groups. You also want to make sure that as you're doing your advertising, that your actors on the screen represent who are looking at you. So you want to have a relationship with your advertising firm to make sure your print and also the actors that I see on the TV look like me. You also want to begin to ask your market research to look at different marketing neighborhood segmentations. And even packaging and different colors and fragrances attract different multicultural consumers differently. So I think those are some ideas specific to the marketing piece that will be important moving forward. I also think we know that what we're doing in the community in terms of giving back really attracts the millennial groups, and people are really concerned about how we are impacting our earth. So it's not just about the job and the money. It is about how we're doing the best for our environment and making an impact.
Until very recently, topics like diversity, inclusion have been kind of relegated to a particular department or maybe someone whose job that was in the company to look at that thing. But how do you say that companies you do say companies can no longer really afford to keep on doing that. What should they be doing to meet the needs of the community and the economy and get it out, you know, past these little silos into the business and the community?
Well, I think that if you look at historically, diversity in its leadership has been aligned into HR. And that's not bad or wrong or right or wrong. It's just how it has played out in terms of it's been positioning. But companies that are really looking at this holistically have moved the responsibility to diversity out of HR and really attached it to the higher C-suite leaders because they're taking a holistic view of it. So it's not just about building your work talent, but it is about how does this competency of diversity and leadership through it impact all facets of business. And because it is elevated to a different level, it is then mainstreamed into everything that we do to be successful as a company.
Now, we've been hearing lately a lot about how upper management, what you're calling the C-suite, doesn't necessarily reflect the diversity that might be the clientele. How much does that matter?
Well, I think it continues to be a challenge, and it continues to be the reality of what corporate America is. But I think as we pursue diversity and inclusion, we need to send the message that it is not just about a few, but it is about a collective all. And no one is asking anyone that is in the C-suite that may, you know, that may not be of a different ethnic group to leave that space or to say that you have done something bad. But what we are saying is that there's more seats at the table, so please move over to allow more chairs to come in to give better solutions and to help you as a leader move forward.
One point you make to get your point across is that dominant companies have developed a kind of footprint of diversity and inclusion that fits into their business. What is this footprint?
The footprint really looks at, you know, talent, marketing, and this community or sustainability. So it takes a whole window view, if you will, of why it's important to our business, not just from a workplace standpoint, but also what we need to do from a marketing and a community opportunity to really grow this. Companies understand, for example, that supply diversity is a key component to driving community and economic development because most of the businesses that are emerging, minority or women businesses that are emerging, they're bringing almost $3 trillion of revenue to different cities. And who are they employing? They're probably reaching out to the community as to employ those residents. So it's a ripple effect in terms of the power that this can bring to not only the community, but to all of us.
Now, you've said that diversity inclusion, it's less about what leaders do, and it's more about how they lead. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Well, I think, you know, traditionally you will hear, you know, well, tell me what to do, and well, tell me how to get this done, and if this doesn't work, then please give me two more things, because I only have time to really look at two or three things. And I think moving forward, what companies and leaders have really understood, it's not about what you need to do, but it is about how you now lead. So it becomes now a competency that you focus in on versus a checklist approach. Diversity, evidently, you know, good or bad, it is not going away because our market now represents who we have become. So it becomes not about give me a checklist on what to do, but now how I build competencies on how I now lead in a market that is now very diverse.
And we'll leave it there, Maria. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Maria Campbell. She's speaking at an event tomorrow in Wisconsin on diversity and leadership.